Good morning, we're Kazim Chayodim, Klal Sama Zion, and we're learning the Simon Yud Zion. Echad u'ish v'echad u'isha chayabim mechibur u'mara'a v'em. Kibur av'em is a chiyah which applies both to women and men equally. So a male child, a female child have a chiyah to mechabed their father and mother, to have mara from their father and mother. Ella. The one exception is the following. Shahisha, a woman who's married, and the situation is that her husband potentially is not happy with her involvement with her parents right now because he wants her to take care of his needs. Shahisha imabal moicha is patura, a woman in a situation where the husband is not allowing the woman to get involved with her parents right now because he has some responsibility, he has something he wants her to do, is Petura. But if that's not the situation, the Baal is not saying that, so then the woman is going to be Chayiv, just the same way a man is going to be Chayiv, a woman is going to be Chayiv. So now the Poskim say this language a little bit differently. It sounds like the issue over here that the husband is being moicha. He doesn't want the wife to be involved with the parent, take care of the parents. That's not the point. The point is that if the Baal has responsibilities towards the husband and towards her family, which that, because she has those responsibilities, she's potter from kibbutz avim. The more lashon is it's not in her control to be available. And therefore, she's potter from the chiyuv of kavod, the chiyuv of mara, which is not necessarily active. It's certain things that she shouldn't do, she should be careful about. Obviously, will apply to a woman who's married as much as it applies to a woman who is single or to a man. But she has some level of responsibility, so that responsibility precludes her from being involved with her parents because she has other responsibilities which take precedence. If the husband does not need her in any way, shape, or form, he's just saying don't be involved in your, don't take care of your parents, which is the language of the Chedim seems to read, that would be very bechidish to say that's true. And Pasha, that's not correct. So Pasha means the husband being moicha because he has something that he wants her to do for him. But simply being moicha would not be a reason. And that maybe would answer the next point that the Chayyim raises in the parentheses. He says, I have the following question. There's a chiyuv on a person to be mechabed his father-in-law. Now, if that chiyuv is a chiyuv deraisa, so a person has a chiyuv deraisa to mechabed his father-in-law, so he's chayiv in the kavod, she's chayiv in the kavod of her husband, but he's chayiv in the kavod of his father-in-law. So we should say the same story that we said before, vis-a-vis a mother to the father, the son-in-law vis-a-vis the father-in-law, she's chayiv in the kavod of her husband, her husband is chayiv in the kavod of her father, therefore the kavod of her father should go first. If you hold the chiyuv chamav is only the rabbanon, that's not a kasha. If you hold the chiyuv chamav is the raisa, shregam hu chayiv, kiliel da'av kerem la'em, ibnei sha'em gam hi chiyevetz b'chvayt balo. If we understand that the p'tur of the woman over here is not a covet issue, this is part of the shibudim that she has in the marriage. This is her responsibilities in the marriage, and that seems to be the correct way to construe it. So then this chiyuv of kibbutz avim wouldn't override that. So obviously it's appropriate for the son-in-law to allow the wife to be involved with her parents and be mechabed her parents. That's the appropriate thing for the son-in-law to do. It's the appropriate thing for the parents to try and avoid putting pressure on their child, their daughter, when she has responsibilities to her family. Interesting question which comes up. If a woman is serving a meal, and she's serving, both her father and her husband are present, who does she give the first portion to? Does she give the first portion to the her father? Let's keep it up aim, or give the first portion to her husband because she has a chiyuv of kavod ba'alo. So the poskim can say that the chiyuv is to give to the husband, because her chiyuv coming back, like we see over here, takes precedence. Obviously, it's appropriate for the son-in-law, her husband, to tell his wife, no, I'm Michael, I want you to give it to your father first, your parents first. He's showing respect to them, and he's creating a very positive relationship in that situation. Obviously, she could bring both portions at the same time, and that would be the simplest answer. To avoid the whole question, if possible. Okay. So, in a practical level, obviously, we're not relieving the woman from a chiyuv kibud av va'em, but on a practical level, we recognize that there are many times a woman, because of her responsibilities to her family, to her husband and her family, is not available. And therefore, she's oisik b'mitzvah, as it were, a potim in a mitzvah, she's not chayav in the mitzvah kibud av va'em. Have a good day.